From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Gasoline prices are expected to drop because crude oil prices are at their lowest levels in months, as an analyst with Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan. He says, keep in mind the U.S. oil production has remained above 13 million barrels, and so from that standpoint, what's happening in the Middle East and with the U.S. economy is cooling. That's put some downward pressure on the price of oil, he says. Hundreds of homes flooded in southeast Texas. Hundreds of people rescued from the rising waters. Parts of the area seeing up to 2 feet of rain this past week. In Conroe, ABC's Samara Theodore.
That system swelling the San Jacinto River east of Houston, flooding nearby Channelview. Homes here completely submerged.
Most of these folks are really poor. They can't afford this.
We have flood watches in effect from Houston to Dallas. In fact, as far north as Tulsa, flood warnings a little far west.
At least 75 people dead, over 100 others injured, over 100 others missing in floods in Brazil's southern Rio Grande state, say local officials. No deal yet, as Hamas's negotiating team has left Gaza's ceasefire hostage release talks in Cairo. Israel rejecting Hamas's demand for a long-term ceasefire. At a Jerusalem event, Prime Minister Netanyahu.
I pledge here today from Jerusalem on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. If Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone.
Protesters at the University of Texas Austin campus, organized by the Palestine Solidarity Committee, a student-run organization. A prosecutor who led the election interference case in Georgia is speaking out in an attempt to get the case thrown out. Former President Trump's attorneys exposed a romantic relationship between prosecutor Nathan Wade and his boss, the Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Wade telling ABC News workplace romances are as American as apple pie. You're listening to ABC News. A recall of thousands of pounds of raw ground beef sold at Walmart. Possible E. coli contamination made by Cargill. The recall by the Federal Agriculture Department. A list is on Walmart's website. Bernard Hill, who starred in Titanic and the Lord of the Rings trilogy, has died. Hill's agent says he was 79. He went down with the ship as the captain in Titanic, which also won 11 Academy Awards. A big day tomorrow at Florida's Kennedy Space Center, where ABC's Faith Abube is.
After years of delays, Boeing Starliner spacecraft finally counting down to its much-anticipated liftoff. The capsule's launch, part of NASA's Commercial Crew Program. Astronaut Victor Glover telling us this is the most important mission for the space agency right now.
These missions are complicated, but we have the right team, and we have the right hardware and software to go execute the mission.
If all goes well, about 26 hours after liftoff, the Starliner will catch up with the International Space Station, which is traveling at about 17,500 miles per hour.
Tomorrow is the start of Screen Free Week, a movement to get young students to turn off their devices during class and at home. Spearheaded by the nonprofit organization Fair Play, a coalition of educators and child advocacy groups. At Kirtland Middle School in Kirtland, Ohio, an eighth grader, Bella Maroos.
It might be challenging, but I'm excited to learn different ways at school and not so much be on our computers.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.